For years, Joslyn Castle and Gardens has been viewed as a step back into history, wonderful to visit, but with concerns regarding its preservation needs. All that is changing. California transplant Melissa McCarthy serves as the castle's marketing and programming manager. Her background lends itself to the castle's present status and future vision.
I grew up in museums. I grew up doing educational programming with the community and going to exhibit openings and digging around in archives. So I've always been interested in that. And then I studied anthropology and photojournalism at SF State in San Francisco. And so I like to think that what I'm doing now is kind of a really interesting mashup of all of that, because I'm working in a historical space, but I'm also like documenting and fostering a creative community.
The creative community is called the Castle and Cathedral Creative Arts District.
We became part of a creative district in 2022, and we have seen a massive amount of growth since then. We went from, you know, having people just visit the house going on tours to now we welcome 50,000 people through the door. And we're kind of spreading that throughout our creative district. So it's four nonprofits. It's the Joslyn Castle and Gardens, the Joslyn Castle Neighborhood Association, Cali Commons, and Cathedral Arts Project.
The addition in programming also brings a change in the audience. Melissa says a renewed emphasis on social media and an updated website helps attract young people to the castle. In turn, performers are beginning to view the grounds as a venue. That change demonstrates the power of the arts.
I believe that the power is that it can unite people, especially in today's world where people are isolated. People aren't finding their community the way they traditionally have. So opening up the castle and these different venues in our district is a really great way to foster community. And, you know, it's kind of handing it over to people like, do you have a vision for this space? Let's make it happen. Let's collaborate.
Collaboration will be on display the last weekend of March. A two-day event will hopefully bring visitors to Joslyn Castle and Gardens.
Our opening is on Friday, March 27th from 7 to 10 p.m. And this is a fundraiser for the Joslyn Castle. It's kind of leaning into the castle theme, and it'll be like immersive theater experience where you journey through the castle and you engage your senses. We have the Green Room Omaha is crafting cocktails inspired by historical figures. And we have Sam Tiny Laughlin. He's a local chef, and he's doing finger food bites to go along with these cocktails. And then we'll have actors performing as different medieval characters. We'll have a magician. We'll have live music. And then the next day on Saturday, March 28th, is our family-friendly event. And that has a lot of educational elements. We'll be partnering with Fontenelle Forest, and they're bringing their owls, and we're partnering with the Scottish Rite, and they're going to be displaying some of their ceremonial robes and talking about their history, and then we'll have cheeky rabbit puppets performing for kids.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Michael Hill.